Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th of May, Friday, TGIF. We made it back home safely yesterday evening, got home around 4 o'clock. And good Lord was with us all the way up and all the way back. And while we were there, ran 70 foot of water pipe and found out this old man is creaky. I don't move like I used to. Also able to get another unit ready to rent. Rosette worked hard and got everything cleaned up in that unit. So anyway, it was a... we got intended what we wanted to do while we went, why we went up there. So hopefully we can take a little respite this weekend. Well, I've been reflecting a lot on my past and my family and culture and what we're going through during this time frame and how our America's values have become so skewed over the years. Now we've got the President of the United States going full force on promoting homosexuality in the military, and we see our gender identifications breaking down, and Romans 1 is certainly coming into fruition, and there's no clear leadership in the family anymore, and it seems like everything is just turned upside down on its face, does it not? But we know that he washed us, he loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, if we're one of his. Made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Our only hope is in Christ. It's not in ourselves. And I recently gave one of my tenants one of my books to read, and it took him 24 hours to give it back to me. He didn't like what was in that book. People don't want to be held accountable anymore. And when you try to hold them accountable, they blow up. They want to live the very first thing that I was taught in the university, and that is they want to purport that the only absolute is there aren't any absolutes. And we're certainly still in the me generation. But for us who are in Christ, we have a hope, eternal hope of glory that fades not away. May the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way, and have a blessed weekend. It's my prayer. God bless.